Hello and welcome to my dental hygiene school experience. My name is Dax Ska, and each episode I'm going to share my own experience of dental hygiene school. The highs, the lows, the funny, and the real. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and here's another episode right now. What's up, dental nerds? I'm Dax Ska. Welcome to week 10 of hygiene school. I'm going to give you a quick summary because I have a special guest. But first of all, week 10. So this week has been pretty light. I think this is the calm before the storm. This week we had another midterm in anatomy and physiology, say that five times fast. It was mostly focused on what we learned since the last exam, but part of it did have some questions based on information that was on the last exam. I spent most of the weekend studying for it, so I definitely missed out on hanging out with friends, and the weather was nice because it's August right now. But as I keep telling myself, this is a two-year investment. When I graduate, I can hang out with friends and travel places. So it's just an investment right now. This exam went well for me. I actually got the same grade I got as I did on the last exam. So when the instructor put my grade in, it didn't really change at all. I was kind of hoping it would go up, but at least it didn't go down, right? So now I'm prepping for another exam, a midterm for microbiology. So that's our second one in that class as well. And honestly, I'm not that optimistic about it, considering my history with the last one, as for most of my class. But I know that failing the midterm won't be devastating to my grade, because I can still pass the class with assignments and quizzes. And speaking of assignments, as we get near the end of the semester, we have some research papers that we'll be writing. We actually have three, one for communications, one for intro to dental hygiene, and one for microbiology. I've never written a research paper before, so this will be interesting. The nice thing is that we can choose any topic related to dental hygiene, except for microbiology, where it's related to microbiology, obviously. I want to explore fluoride alternatives for patients that choose not to use fluoride and how effective they are. I know at the place where I used to work at, that was definitely a touchy subject for some patients. Some were very much against it, and so we had to make accommodations for that. So it would be nice to have something to offer my patients, so that way they're still having their teeth taken care of and they're still preventing decay. All right, so that's it for week 10. Now I'll tell you about the interview. So today I have my classmate Kyle on the podcast. Kyle will talk about how he came to be in dental hygiene school and the journey that led him there. So let's do a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to jump right into the interview. Hey Kyle, what's up?
You know, it's going pretty good. Just it's study day.
Oh yeah. Got a big exam tomorrow and a quiz.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. So, well, tell me a little bit about yourself, and where do I know you from?
You know me from dental hygiene school in Washington.
Awesome.
From a young age, I really enjoyed being in a dental office. And I had a really great experience at the end of my Army career. I was given the opportunity to shadow a dental hygienist before I got out. And it kind of helped solidify my choice to becoming a hygienist.
Nice.
So I ended up doing like majority of my prerequisites in community college, but was getting kind of like burnt out from just, as you know, going through just this first semester. You know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
So I took a break from it for a little bit to do dental assisting. You know, that way you're getting that hands-on work.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal was to obviously go back to hygiene. It was just kind of like a stepping stone. So nice. I did that, and then COVID hit, and it was a really weird thing. So I ended up putting it on hold longer than I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I was working for an oral surgeon, which was, I think, a really good experience. for seeing a bunch of different things and kind of what happens if restorations don't really pan out for, just general dentistry, that there's implants and things like that. And then also getting the opportunity to see a lot of like pathologies and things like that.
Wow.
It's really,
I always thought that oral surgery would be super interesting. I actually tried to get hired at an oral surgery office, and the only reason why they didn't hire me is because I didn't have experience and they were a brand new office. And it's like when you start out new, you need as few problems as possible. And I'm like, well, I guess that's fair. So.
Yeah, I basically went in right out of because I actually went to dental assisting school, the same place that we're actually going to school.
Oh, that's awesome.
So literally my first job right out of school, I did my internship there and they hired me, ended up becoming the lead assistant there.
Oh, that's
So I was
awesome.
like, I climbed the ladder as much as I could there. I was like, yeah, it's time to go back to what I really want to try to do.
Yeah. So, tell me about your experience with school so far. Like, what are the highs, the lows? Tell me
Yeah,
about it.
school experience so far is good. It's coming to the end of semester, so lots of big projects to focus on. Highs would be so far I'm, passing all my classes.
Yeah, that's definitely a high for me too.
The low would be, the microbio exam that we have tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I find microbiology is like the class I like the least. I was talking with Janae about this last week, and it's like microbiology is just the worst.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it's, I mean, in my opinion, I think it's a really cool class, but like when you're actually in it, I don't know, it's difficult. The topics are really interesting, but it's really hard to grasp all the knowledge and then show that knowledge you learn. I feel like most of the knowledge I retain is kind of like a general knowledge of things, which I think is, fine. But like to go deep into it, I mean, we're not becoming microbiologists,
No. Well, and I know for me, part of it is like with anatomy, like it's very obvious the connection, but with microbiology, to me, it's just this foreign concept. Like I understand this, these are processes that happen in our body and all that stuff, but it's very abstract, I guess, and so it's harder for me to like pin that to something in my mind.
Yeah, the way that I've thought about it from kind of working in dentistry, and then, like I said, this is sadly my second time taking this type of class. The main important parts that I've taken for micro is, when it comes to sterilization and knowing what organisms are around us and that are going to be in the mouth. But, like, the deep dives that we go into, I don't want to, like, put a foot in my mouth saying that it's not pertinent to what we do. Because of course it is pertinent to what we do, but it's just so much information.
Yeah. I know, and considering that we have five other classes to worry about, it's I don't know how it's possible to retain all this information.
Guess it's good we get to keep the book.
Yeah, in case we need it later. Yeah, so we're still in our first semester of the program. So we haven't really gotten into the practical things yet, but what are you looking forward to in the program?
Actually, that's what I'm looking forward to most because I am kind of like a hands-on learner. I'm looking forward to, working with the classmates and patients because I feel like that's kind of where I shine the most. Being able to like recall information on a test is completely different than, being able to show what you've learned because there's tons of different styles of learners out there. Some, may not do very good with the schooling and testing portion, but other people do really well in the, hey, I can actually do the things that you want me to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything you're not looking forward to?
Well, yeah, I'm not looking forward to micro exam, but
Yeah.
another thing I'm not looking forward to is, we'll be graded on patients becoming no-shows, so it can be really detrimental to our score if, when we get more towards the end and then we're looking for people that we're not really familiar with, not friends or family, to come in.
Yeah.
And then, as if you've worked in dental before, sometimes people get cold feet and don't want to show up.
Or they just simply forget. And I'm like,
Yep, that
this
too.
is a big deal. How can you forget?
Like, this is my grade now.
Yeah. I was hearing someone in another cohort talking about that, where she's like, I have a patient tomorrow and I've already missed like four people have no-showed. And so she's like, I'm really on this patient. And, I was even looking on Facebook yesterday of in this Facebook group, how people were saying, how do you find patients? And so I'm just kind of like, maybe I should start doing that now, but I don't know when exactly we're going to need to start seeing patients. And for
Start
them,
networking
yeah. And then for the patient themselves, like it's a pretty big commitment because in the first visit, it may be a couple hours and we may not even get to their mouth yet.
Yeah,
So,
it's especially difficult if, because I know a lot of our classmates don't live right by the school. So usually if you're finding people within your vicinity, that's quite a commitment for them to drive all the way there, unless they already work in the area.
Well, I know for most of the people that I know, I'm like, hey, do you want to drive 2 hours and arrive at 8 a.m. and be my patient? You want to, right?
For
Because I've
like
had,
3 to 4 hours. Yeah,
yeah, and
that's
then
a
you do that 3 weeks in a row. Can you do that? That'd be wonderful. Thanks. I've seen people like even they're offering gift cards. They're like, if you're there for 2 to 3 visits, then you get a $20 gift card for something. And I'm like, oh man, like you pay for their appointment, which I think the prices are actually pretty reasonable since we're a school. But then also bribing them with the gift card. And I'm like, man, this is going to cost a lot of money just to see the patients. Like that's not even for your tuition or for your grade or anything.
At this point, we're almost like, gosh, what do you, the people that come to the dental offices to try to get them to sell your products.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come here, we'll give you a free meal.
I remember my wife, she worked with a hygienist. My wife is also a dental assistant. And so the hygienist was preparing for her board exams. And so she found this guy. I guess he was from out of town. So he was willing to do that. So she paid for his hotel, she paid for his appointment and everything. And then he didn't show. And I know, I'm just like, that was a lot of money she put into that. And I would be like, oh, you are dead to me. Like for a board exam, like sure, for class you miss it, but for board exams, like you need a patient. That's how they grade you. So yeah. So happy thoughts for that process for us.
It's really hard for me to like try to get in the mindset because I'm prior military, so I'm just so used to being on a strict schedule and then
Oh,
like try
yeah.
not to hold people to that because people are gonna in the end do whatever they want to do. And
Yeah.
it's I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm like maybe an hour early to school every day to
Yeah, I
cover traffic and all sorts of things because I don't know, it's just kind of what's been ingrained into my body and soul.
Yeah, I know there's some days where I get there kind of early and you're already there and I'm like, wow, like I mean, that takes a lot of planning. I mean, for me, I leave 2.5 hours more or less to get to school because, like you said, traffic, you don't know what's going to happen. And you're still there before me. So,
Yeah, I'm usually up pretty early in the morning, just in case there's last minute studying to do, and then I
yeah.
drop off my my dog at our babysitter's house because both me and my husband are gone basically till 4 or 5, and then
Oh
we
yeah, it's
turn
a long
in.
time for them to be alone, the dog.
Yeah, and he's still kind of a baby, so
Oh, how old is he?
he is almost. His birthday is December 31st, so maybe 9 months.
9 months. Oh wow, so really young. Oh yeah, we have a dog. He's gonna turn 3 in like a month, actually. September, I think his birthday is September 21st, so yeah, they grow up so fast, don't they?
So Yeah, I never got to ask you what made you want to be a hygienist.
Well, honestly, so it was like 10 years ago when I went to dental assisting school, and I love the career. And so with my last job where I was at, I had more opportunity to work one on one with a hygienist. And with being a dental assistant, I mean, it's not always the greatest. There's definitely some downsides to it, a lot of positives, but I work really hard, and I was thinking I'm ready to upgrade my career. I'm ready to take on more responsibility. And I don't know, I just everything came together, all the stars aligned, and I'm like, I'm going to hygiene school. So here I am, and I'm loving it.
Feel the
Yeah.
same. I'm loving every minute of it, even though it's definitely a journey.
Yeah. Well, I know one of the students in the cohort in front of us, I don't know which cohort she's in actually, but anyway, she's further on in the program, and I remember like this was like probably like 3 or 4 weeks into school, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I cry once a week," and I was like, "Okay, I haven't cried because of school so far, so
Something to look forward
that's."
to.
I guess so. I'm trying to keep that off as long as possible. Like, 'cause I feel like if you just start crying because of schoolwork, like you just can't handle basic things in life. So I'm like, no, I haven't cried yet. Like I still have got my life somewhat together.
The way that I've kind of gone through it, I mean, I haven't cried yet, but I've just been, big deep breaths.
Yes, for sure.
Especially on that last micro exam, it wasn't
Yeah.
the best, or wasn't too proud of the grade, but you gotta think of, the points in a way, try to make it up in the next one and try not to let it get you down.
Yeah.
Because
I
the
know.
mindset is definitely very important. If you have a not so good mindset, it's gonna be harder
Yeah.
to get through things.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know we had a exam for anatomy and physiology yesterday, and the night before I had such a hard time falling asleep. It was like probably 1:30, and I was like, I'm gonna go to bed early. And then I was lying there and I realized like I'm having all this anxiety, and I'm like, just go to sleep, and I can't do it.
Yeah, I try to always, gosh, I feel like I'm not even that old, but I feel like an old man. I'm usually in bed by like 8 or 9 just to make
Oh,
sure that
wow.
I'm, because I usually am getting up pretty early, but just to make sure that I'm getting enough sleep.
Nice. So for anyone who's interested in hygiene school, what advice would you have for them?
I would say, kind of my advice would be follow your gut. If it's something that you really want to do, you should go do it. Because I was told countless times, because like I said, previous military, and I ended up doing kind of like a computer job. I didn't really want to do it. I wanted to do something in the medical field. But sadly, that was the job that I got. And you talk with people, like, hey, what do you want to do after you get out? And I'm like, hey, this is what I really want to do. And people would like make fun of me and say like, that's a girl's job, or and I'm just like who cares?
Yeah.
Do what you want to do that's gonna make you happy. And don't listen to the haters out there.
Yeah, for sure. I remember one time as a dental assistant, I attempted an office, and so this was like not in my city, but I saw a male hygienist, and that's the first time I'd ever seen that. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And so I think that's like the first time like the seed was planted in my mind, like guys can be hygienists. Like, yeah, it's really just a job. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, everybody. I mean, if it wasn't a job, people wouldn't be doing it, right?
Exactly,
Just think
right.
someone's got to do it.
Yeah, I just thought that was really cool. Anyway, where can people go to follow you?
Yeah, so it's mostly on Instagram. It's kind of a weird name, so I'll just. It's what. Dat orbicularis oris do. So if you don't know what that is. It's a mouth muscle. I don't know, just being goofy. And that's spelled WHAT as in what, and then DAT, dat, and then ORBICULARIS. And then the last one is, sorry, ORIS.
Okay. I
And
wrote that down.
then
I'm going to put it in the show notes so people can find you there.
dude.
And yeah, this has been a great interview. Thanks for coming on the show.
Of course, thanks for having me.
For sure. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow bright and early for our microbiology exam.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. It truly means a lot. I look forward to sharing more experiences with you on the next episode. Until then, I am Dax Scott, and you dental nerds, keep it real.